Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is joy versus happiness. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Joy versus Happiness, written and read by Whitney Hoppler. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 16:11, NIV. I'd planned a full day of fun activities for our family to enjoy together one Saturday. But on the Friday night before then, my plans fell through when everyone canceled. I understood their reasons. They were tired and wanted to sleep in, the weather forecast changed, and they needed to catch up on chores and errands. Still, I was unhappy when I woke up the next morning and faced a day I'd worked hard to plan for that now seemed empty. I thought about all the activities that were supposed to make this day happy for all of us. Going out together would have been much better than being stuck at home. Since I had extra time that morning, I decided to use it to pray and meditate. That unrushed time helped me pay closer attention to God's presence with me. As I talked with God, I felt the embrace of His love. God met me where I was in the middle of my unhappiness. He didn't magically change my circumstances, so my fun plans remained canceled. However, God did something even better. He filled me with joy in His presence. People sometimes use the words happiness and joy interchangeably, but they're not the same concepts. Happiness is an emotion that we can feel only in good circumstances. In contrast, joy is a strength that we feel whenever we pay attention to God's loving presence with us. Our happiness can slip away as soon as something goes wrong for us, but we can experience joy in every type of circumstances. That's because God is with us all the time. God tells us in Genesis 28:15 NIV, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go." In both good and bad circumstances, God is constantly with us. There is nowhere we can go where God is not with us. Psalm 139, 7 through 10 NIV describes that reality in a moving way. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Matthew 1:23 NIV tells us that Jesus is Emmanuel, which is a name that means God with us. That's good news. We have access to God in every situation, whether or not we're feeling happy. We can connect with God's love and let that fill our souls with joy, no matter what type of circumstances we're facing. The wonder of God's presence is available to us even when life feels boring, stressful, or sad. We still must deal with circumstances that make us feel unhappy in this fallen world. But Jesus is with us as we go through every situation, and he helps us overcome our challenges. Jesus promises in John 16:33, NIV, "In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." So don't let your times of unhappiness discourage you. When you feel unhappy, spend time with God and let his loving presence encourage you and give you hope. Happiness is a temporary feeling, while joy is a lasting strength that you can cultivate. Joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit, listed in Galatians 5:22-23, NIV. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you develop more joy in your life. The more time you spend focusing on communicating with God's Spirit, the more you can experience joy. You won't always be happy, but you always have access to joy because God is with you at all times. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on the differences between joy and happiness, consider these questions. What is one situation that you feel unhappy about right now? How can you find joy from God's presence with you in the middle of it? No matter what circumstances you face on any given day, you can still cultivate joy. What is one way you would like to work with the Holy Spirit to choose joy on a daily basis? Further reading. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. James 1:2-4. Psalm 37:4. Romans 12:12.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.